The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
First weekend in October also marks the Sabal Home Show, which we're at this weekend. And good news, everybody. Phenomenal news. They have tri-tip here.
Oh, Romy, you'll bring us one.
No.
No?
I'm bringing myself two. I guess I can feed. I'll fit one in for you. I'll bring three home.
One of my favorite parts of the home show.
Oh, it is not the Sabal Home Show without the tri-tip. Now, it's not the regular guy. He hurt his shoulder, and the other gentleman in, talked with him last night, Clark Lewis. He's been in Tucson about 3 years, coming over from Texas, originally from Mississippi. But he and his wife are cooking it, and, I mean, it's phenomenal. They've got a aging process and a cooking process, and they serve it to you on a nice bun. It is phenomenal. So people that come to the Sabal Home Show just to pick up a tri-tip, you can either get the sandwich for $10 or take a whole tri-tip for $30.
So, hey, Romy, you're always so convincing on this true and false. It's completely all over the place.
You know what? And I missed that. Thank you for keeping me on track with that. It is false.
What? It was such a good, true one.
I know. It seems likely that that's the reason that you would think.
Spill
but
the beans.
The reason you saw the Herefords come into the main source of breed over the Longhorns is because after the winter of 1800, when the snow melted, the Longhorns suffered seriously where the Herefords actually thrived. So it was thought to be a hardier breed, and cattle investors and ranchers put their money into the Hereford over the Longhorn, thinking if we have another harsh winter, we won't have as much die-off of our cattle herd. So that's why you saw the Herefords take over as the main breed of cattle in America over the Longhorn.
Well, you would have to be a tough cow to live in Arizona. That's sure. Hey, Romy, can I get a plug for something?
You got some events coming up.
We do. So Rosie and I are going to be at Sibley's West in Chandler on Wednesday evening from 5 to 6, just for a little open house. If you haven't been to Sibley's West and you're starting to think about your Christmas shopping, or you have a gift to give, or you want to think about baskets for your employees, anything, they have 200 unique Arizona products. And some of it's kind of a little more typical souvenir type, but most of it is artisans and products made right here in Arizona. Just absolutely a fun place. And they're on 72 San Marcos Place in Chandler. And then afterwards, we're going to go over to the Chandler Art Center and watch Take Me to the River, New Orleans Live. That's going to be a great show. So there are tickets available, I notice. So if anybody still wants to go, it's got the Neville's going to be there. It just looks like a fantastic show, live New Orleans music.
This Wednesday,
October 9th.
Now, a little bit farther out, another place we're going to be is Henry Wickenburg's 200th birthday party.
That will be fun.
It's a whole weekend of activities up in Wickenburg that includes a Henry Wickenburg look-alike contest. So we're talking about old-fashioned kid games, Native American dancers, lots of food trucks, beer garden, antique car show, Western dance. It's going to be a hoot. And that's November 21st through the 24th, where the town of Wickenburg honors the founder, Henry Wickenburg, on what would be his 200th birthday.
And we'll be up there to celebrate that as well. That'll be fun.
You bet. Be all over that deal.
And in Southern Arizona this weekend, you've got the Mexican Baseball Festival that's going on the 3rd through the 6th. That's at the Kino Sports Complex. They've got TV advertisements, billboards, newspaper ads all over the place. They've got 7 teams up from Mexico competing in a 3-day event. If you get down to our Canela Hills area, the Patagonia, Elgin, Sonora, you've got Oktoberfest going on at the Arizona Hops and Vines Vineyard. But then if you move over to the Flying Leap Vineyard tonight, they've got wine and astronomy. So you have a little wine, you have a little astronomy. I didn't see Dr. Sky's name on there, but I definitely think that's something we need to get him in tune with.
If you have too much wine, you'll see too many stars that aren't there, too.
Well, I'd want to pinch a tent, too.
The great thing about down there,
the constellations will finally make sense. You'll finally be able to see them all.
Right. I mean, it's dark enough down there. You're not surrounded by any big cities. I mean, the Milky Way down there is like, you can see it as the cloud that it really is. Yeah, I love it down there.
One of our featured staycation destination for this weekend. Our winner actually, yet generally we send them on a weekend, but they called and asked if they could go during the week. And our lodging partner said absolutely. So they're going to be going down there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That I don't know about you, but I love going to places like that during the week. You've got no crowds, no lines, you've got the area so much more to yourself during the week if you can swing that. So we're happy that we were able to accommodate them for that. They'll have state park passes. They can go to San Rafael State Park. They can go to Patagonia Lake, which I didn't realize how big a boat they allowed on that. I thought it was just like a little 5 HP outboard, but that's big enough to put indoor-outdoor boats on by the pictures that they've got on the state park's website. You can sign up to win your Arizona staycation at travelarizona.com. We're taking entries right now for Kingman, which will be our staycation destination next month in November.